You are listening to episode 834. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. In today's guided meditation, you will be doing a walking meditation. Every single Saturday, I share a walking meditation because it is the end of a series. So every week on a Sunday, I launch into a brand new meditation series. And throughout the week, you explore that series in depth. And I share with you tips and techniques, and you use a different meditation technique in each meditation, customized specifically around that weekly theme, so you can really master a certain quality in your life. And we always end with a walking meditation on a Saturday. Now, you may be listening to this on a day that's not a Saturday, and that's fine because these do not follow any sort of order. You can listen to any meditation on any day you want. That's just the way that I like to structure the series. Well, I also want to mention that I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation every day on the podcast. And it's really an honor to have you here listening, doing this walking meditation today. Everything I mentioned can be found over on my website at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. Just look for this week's theme, which is pure meditation. It's actually the second series. I have another series that I did, maybe a year ago, on pure meditation. Well, this is part two, so pure meditation part two. And you'll find all the meditations, the techniques, everything waiting for you there. And if you go to Sip and Om's Facebook page, you can join a free private Facebook group of meditators from all over the world. And you can ask questions, support each other, participate in a weekly challenge customized around the theme. And it's just a nice home for that meditation part of you. So just really send me a message. Most people send me a message saying, hey, please add me to the group. And I will happily add you. Of course, you can always find it in any of the resource sections on my website. Just look for the podcast tab. And so I just want to mention one more thing before you're guided in the meditation. I have a lot of changes taking place now. And actually, you are the very first ones to know, because I haven't really announced it anywhere else, just with you, the listeners, and also in the private Facebook group. So I'm kind of building slowly with this, testing it. But I am offering a membership site, which comes with its own app. So you get a membership site with the app. And the real value of that membership site is all of the meditations I've ever created are housed there. And so that's their new home. I just have so many, over 800 meditations. It's really tough and very costly for me to host them on hosting site like I do. So I've been taking them down, putting them on my website, and hosting them elsewhere. And also, you can easily navigate through and find exactly the different series you're looking for on my website. But the true value is that every day I offer a brand new meditation. And I'll be starting tomorrow, in fact, offering the full guided meditation. So you'll still get the introduction without any advertising, or I don't advertise, but I advertise my own site and my own products. But without anything, you'll get the just pure meditation. So you'll get the intro with the pure guided meditation, and the guided meditation will last about 10 minutes, but then I play the music extra long. So I play it for 10 more minutes. So you can actually have a full 20-minute meditation. And if you want one for 30 minutes, I will happily do that as well. But you'll get the customized guided meditation without, you know, me talking about anything else like I do here on the podcast. Of course, I'll always leave the value at the beginning, the intro, for you. And I'll let you know when the meditation starts, so you can just go directly to that point if you want to skip the intro. So that's starting tomorrow. Now, what will happen to the Daily Meditation Podcast? Well, I actually have a lot of great, exciting things. So I'll still be doing it every day, but I'm going to introduce the topic, and then you, from that point, can take it on your own. You can sit down and do your own meditation without me guiding you, but I'll be leaving a lot more information about a meditation lifestyle, a lot of other areas that I've been wanting to share with you, more to do with your health and wellness, creating a meditation lifestyle. So it'll still be all about meditation with tips and techniques, but the guided ones will be housed there on my website. So you can find that on my website. There's a new landing page. It will probably change a little bit here and there as I experiment and test new things. As I said, I'm not going to fully launch this until I get it really going. And the price that I have there is the introductory price while I still continue to test things and iron out all the kinks. So you can get that for a little while longer. And eventually I will increase the price because it is a guided meditation every single day, a brand new one. So I don't really know any other meditation apps that are offering that, plus all the other meditations I've already offered. So that is my big change. I'll be just mentioning it briefly on the podcast, but you will still get the daily meditation, but the guided ones are on my website. So let's get you guided into a walking meditation today. Wherever you are, I hope you have a chance to spend some time outside connecting. I saw a beautiful moon light walking meditation someone left in our private group. It was gorgeous. And you may be walking in the morning, the afternoon, or in the moonlight. You may not be able to get outside to meditate, and that's fine. I understand that. But in that case, just try to open a window and bring the outdoors in. It really makes a difference in your meditation ritual. Just try it out. So let's have you stop for just a moment and transition from whatever you were doing to getting you into meditation mode. We'll relax the different areas of your body where you're likely to hold your attention. So close your eyes and just keep them slightly elevated as they're closed. If you're seated as you're doing this, just visualize yourself walking in one of your favorite locations. And if you're walking, good for you. Make sure your spine is straight as you're standing there. Notice how your feet hold up your whole body. Now relax your face. Soften your jaw. Soften your neck. And relax your throat. Relax your shoulders and your spine. Feel that tension drain down your spine. Relax your chest and your arms and your hands. Relax your stomach. Feel it soften, not sucking it in, keeping it nice and soft. This allows you to oxygenate your entire body as you breathe, giving yourself a full diaphragmatic breath when you release your stomach. Relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves and your feet. Beautiful. How do you feel right now? Just notice how you're feeling. Check in with yourself. Now you can open your eyes. Take a look around you. Now, if you're seated, keep your eyes closed and continue to keep your eyes slightly elevated, keeping your thoughts uplifted, visualizing your favorite location. And as you walk, if you're doing a walking outdoor meditation, take your first few steps and notice how your feet fall on the ground. Whether in your flip-flops, barefooted, or your tennis shoes, just notice how you walk. Maybe you're in your high heels. Notice how they make a sound as you walk across a sidewalk or wherever you are meditating, doing this walking meditation. Notice your breath. Honor it. This is a walking meditation, not for fitness, but for your mental fitness, your emotional well-being. So choose a gait that still allows you to focus on yourself rather than on how your body is moving. So inhale through your nose. And exhale through your nose, keeping your breath nice and soft. Take a look around you. See your world with new eyes, a fresh perspective. Take all the techniques we've explored throughout this whole week and consider how you might use them and apply them right now as you engage yourself in the world. As you walk, taking your meditation off your cushion and into your daily life, making a meditation lifestyle. Notice the colors around you. Do they jump out? Are they vibrant? Are they more muted and soft? I'll be going to the desert next week, and I'll be noticing the muted colors of the desert. Notice textures on tree trunks, on buildings, whatever you're passing, on the surface of a water that you may be passing, a body of water. Is there a breeze? Or is the air heavy or cool and fresh? Notice how it feels on your skin. Notice how you feel when you take in all the sights and sounds and feelings when you connect with your environment. Notice how it makes you feel. Do you feel alive and animated where you're walking? Or do you feel maybe as though you're really communing with your environment? You're being inspired by nature or by people you're passing. If you are passing people, know that it only takes half a second, just half a second, to create a physiological reaction with another person. So when you give them your peace and your smile, you uplift their day. You actually enhance their health. And likewise, you receive the same vibes from others. Meditation helps you to filter those vibes. If you're feeling negative reactions from others, these stress triggers, you're able to filter in a much better way. You still notice them, but you're able to process it in a much better way when you meditate consistently. See if you can latch onto something, maybe a sound, a color, some object, or even the vista you're looking at, that gives you a sense of inner silence or peace. Notice that within yourself. Latch onto that as you're walking. Just one focus. Out of all the ways your environment is waking up your senses, just choose one sense and focus on it for your walk. Maybe that is a texture or a color that you go deeply into to calm yourself, to feel safe as you walk. Or maybe it's a sound that soothes your soul. Maybe it's a smile someone gave you that you're mulling over, that's lifting you up throughout your walk. Maybe it's the wind that makes you feel so settled inside. Whatever it is, focus on this as you walk. Go deeply within it. Out of all the things you're looking at as you walk, keep this one focus with you. Notice where it pulls at you inside, in your body, in your thoughts. Notice the emotions it draws out. Play with it, have fun with it. Absorb it to your core. You could do this every day when you walk to and from point A to point B. You could do this for yourself. You'll come away feeling energized and so calm. Continue your walk, absorbing yourself in one sense, one of your senses. Your sight, something you're seeing, your sound, something that captures your attention, the way something feels, or someone you see, or the land and environment in the natural world around you. choose one and go deeply into it, absorbing it. I have so enjoyed sharing the Pure Meditation series with you. I'll be leaving several of the guided meditations up for you on the podcast so you have them. And remember that you can still find me here. The guided, uninterrupted meditations will be at a new home at sipandom.com. Continue your meditation, and as always, remember, you are so worth slowing down for.